1941, December 7th, you would have been about 6 years old.
Yes.
Do you remember anything about that?
Actually, I don't remember much about December 7th. It was a Sunday, and Dad made a ritual out of Sunday dinners, I think because my mother was gone by that time. But anyway, we always had a big Sunday dinner. And I do remember the radio being on. Everybody was glued to the radio listening to the broadcast. But, I mean, I was just barely 6 years old. I didn't know what's going on. Now, after that, my next 4 years were dominated by the war, just like everybody else was. The things I remember about it were the home front things, the rationing and the shortages. There never was enough gasoline. We never drove over 30 miles an hour because it was against the law in order to conserve gasoline. I remember one of my greatest sensations when the war was over was riding with Dad driving 50 miles an hour. I thought we were jet propelled because all my life I'd moved at the top speed of 30 miles per hour. But there was all kinds of rationing, groceries, and the thing that impacted me the most was there wasn't any bubble gum. For some reason, bubble gum was in short supply. Lucky Strike used to be packaged in a green package rather than a white package with a target on it. And when they changed it, there was a big ad campaign, Lucky Strike Green Goes to War. I never did figure out what that green was doing to win the war, but anyway, it was a big part of their campaign. Everybody's life was influenced by the war because every family had somebody in the military. The front page of the paper every day was war news. The radio was the big entertainment, and the radio was just full of war news all the time. There was something happening every day, and towards the end of the war, another landing someplace in the Pacific, and we were marching across France and Germany. So the war was pervasive, and patriotism was not just the rule, it was demanded. Anybody that drove over 30 miles an hour was at least unpatriotic and possibly a saboteur. Everybody was just caught up in the war effort.
So people might talk about those people.
That's right. Exactly.
Do you recall Oklahoma men, maybe women, who were lost to the war, lost their lives?
Yes, there were. Tinker Field just really took off at the beginning of the war, and it was named after Osage aviator, General Tinker. They'd publish every day in the paper names of people who were lost in the war, and there were people that my family knew who were war casualties.
By the time the war ends in 1945, you're 10 years old. I don't know if there's a recollection of the war is over.
Yeah, you betcha there's a recollection because it was a huge celebration. First of all came VE Day, Victory in Europe. That was a big celebration. And then my older brother was 18 that spring, and he had enlisted in the Navy into the Seabees. As the summer wore on, he was shipped to Okinawa, which had just been liberated or taken over. We call everything we took liberation at great cost of human life with the kamikaze airplanes hitting the ships and the Japanese soldiers dying rather than being taken prisoner, fighting to the death. I knew my dad was super anxious about my older brother being in the landing of the mainland Japan. Then in August came Hiroshima, and right on its heels, Nagasaki. And then the capitulation of the Japanese emperor. It was just a huge release for everybody. And joy was clearly an emotion, but it was more than that. It was, we were not going to be dominated by the fascists and the Imperial Japan. No segment of the world, because Roosevelt never talked about a negotiated peace. It was always unconditional surrender. I could say that before I knew what it meant.
Yeah.
But it meant unconditional surrender.
Right, right.
And that's what happened. And not only had we won the war, but we finished the war as a great economic power. You know, I didn't understand economics when I was 10 years old, but I knew we were number one in the world.
As young kids, your playmates and so forth, you felt a sense of pride.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And a sense of, as a nation, we can do about anything. I remember a song that was real popular during that time. I don't remember the exact title, but the words were, "We must be diligent, we must be diligent, American patrol." And everybody felt that kind of an obligation.
Yeah.